With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Things are mixed on Wall Street at this hour. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up close to 400 points. Meanwhile, the high-tech NASDAQ yesterday didn't do quite as well as the Dow, but right now it is down by about 129 points. Meanwhile, it is Veterans Day at Arlington National Cemetery. President Trump on hand for a wreath-laying ceremony at the Tomb of the Unknowns. Military analyst Colonel Robert McGinnis told the Salem Radio Network, it's a good day to remember the sacrifices being made every day by service members.
We have people in the seven seas and in the air spaces, and they're separated from their families. And so we celebrate their commitment. Unlike some politicians who don't see the importance of maintaining stability, the security of this country by continuing to keep the government funded so it can operate efficiently. We stand up against adversaries that are very serious.
The Senate has voted to end the longest-running government shutdown in U.S. history.
The shutdown could last a few more days as members of the House, which has been in recess since mid-September, return to Washington to vote on the legislation. President Donald Trump has signaled support for the bill, saying Monday that, quote, we're going to be opening our country very quickly. In a possible preview, the Senate voted 47 to 53 along party lines not to extend Affordable Health Care Act subsidies for a year. Majority Republicans allowed the vote as part of a separate deal with Democrats to speed up votes and send the legislation to the House. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
So how cold was it in the eastern two-thirds of the country overnight?
We actually had quite a few records that were actually broken this morning in terms of for cold temperatures.
In the south, Scott Klebauer with the National Weather Service says states from Mississippi eastward saw a number of record low temperatures overnight. This is SRN News. A suicide bill is progressing in Scotland.
Lawmakers are shaping legislation that would allow people to get a doctor's help in taking their own life, and pro-life advocates are alarmed. So far, Scottish members of Parliament have rejected amendments that would have limited assisted suicide to only those with terminal illnesses and only those with less than 6 months to live. Pro-lifers point out that a so-called right to die can very quickly become a duty to die for the elderly and disabled. Michael Harrington reporting.
Tensions over the Israel-Hamas war have spilled into K through 12 schools around this country. Advocates reporting a rise in anti-Semitism since the 2023 attack on Israel. Some argue that school leaders have failed to take the threat seriously. The Trump administration has not punished public school systems the way it has hit colleges that tolerate anti-Semitism on campus, but schools are still facing pressure to respond more aggressively. This is SRN News. A bus crash in the Southern California mountains leads to multiple injuries. Here's correspondent Jennifer King.
Authorities say 20 people were hospitalized, three with major injuries after a bus toppled over coming back from a church retreat at Camp Nahuacqua in Southern California's San Bernardino Mountains. Fire officials say the bus crashed Sunday night on a winding two-lane road northeast of Los Angeles. First responders found the bus on its side and passengers escaping through a hatch in the roof. Community college student Cynthia Ramirez says the bus started to shake and swerve, then rock side to side before it fell over. Youth leader Priscilla Mendoza says she woke up to everybody screaming, blacked out after the crash, and doesn't remember how she got out of the bus. I'm Jennifer King.
The Federal Reserve releasing new stability reports today, warning of elevated asset valuations and rising leverage being used in the financial sector. The report highlights AI-driven trading risks and short-term funding vulnerabilities. More on these stories at srnnews.com.